Commentator Catherine Kirsten says welfare should be changed so that neglected values can be given greater emphasis in society.
This summer, in an effort to control soaring costs, Chancellor Helmut Kohl asked Germans to accept cuts in their welfare state's generous benefits. He asked them, for example, to make do with 3 weeks of government-subsidized health spa vacation every 4 years instead of the current entitlement of 4 weeks every 3 years. Howls of protest greeted his proposals. There is a real paradox here. When World War II ended 50 years ago, the European people faced a continent in rubble. They overcame extraordinary hardship and built shining cities from the ruins, with some assistance from America's Marshall Plan, but primarily through hard work, resourcefulness, grit, and determination. Significantly, in 1996, many Europeans' idea of unendurable hardship seems to be 1 week less of a government-subsidized sunbath. At the root of this sea change may be the flawed premise on which the modern welfare state is built. That premise has two parts. The first is that the goal of human life is not to be good, but to be happy, to be comfortable and prosperous, enjoying a constant sense of well-being. The second is that it is government's responsibility to ensure that people are happy, to make adversity of every kind a distant and unpleasant memory. Now, the idea that man's highest aspiration should be happiness rather than goodness has an understandable appeal. But it runs counter to 2,000 years of Western tradition and to common sense. We see why when we turn our glances 200 miles north of my hometown of Minneapolis to the small town of Ely, Minnesota, and the Outward Bound program headquartered there. Outward Bound seeks to do exactly the opposite of what the welfare state does. It takes comfortable, affluent, middle-class folks, along with everyone, from the disabled to prison inmates, and places them in extraordinarily uncomfortable, potentially dangerous situations. Amazingly, people pay lots of money for this opportunity. Perhaps more amazingly, they describe it as uplifting and life-transforming. Why? Outward Bound was co-founded 60 years ago by Lawrence Holt, who had noticed during World War I that when British ships were torpedoed, it wasn't the young men, though at the peak of their physical powers, who usually survived. Survivors were generally older seamen. Holt believed that years of contending with life's hardships had given these men the qualities of character necessary to meet the ultimate challenge, ocean shipwreck. The founders of Outward Bound understood that character is at the core of a life of human purpose and dignity. And they knew that character grows, in the main, not from comfort and affluence, but from facing and overcoming challenges and adversity. The welfare state seeks to mitigate human suffering by emphasizing the soft virtues of compassion and caring. But it generally ignores or even undermines what Margaret Thatcher's biographer, Shirley Robin Letwin, called the vigorous virtues, courage, self-reliance, determination, ambition, and integrity. If we can find a way to build a prosperous society whose citizens are, nonetheless, distinguished by what Outward Bound's founders called that gleam in their eyes, we will have made an immeasurably important contribution to the nation our children will inherit.
Catherine Kirsten is chair of the Center of the American Experiment, a Minnesota public policy institute. She's also a columnist for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and comes to us by way of Minnesota Public Radio.